Jay, was there an event, a play, a series, or a game that really kind of lit the fuse for you guys down the stretch?
I don't know. I would say, as far as building confidence, probably the Tampa Bay comeback, got us 3-4, kept us in the hunt. I know we lost to New England after that, but I think it just gave everybody a little confidence boost to let them know that if we did fall behind, we could come back. And I think it just helped out the confidence, offense, defense, everybody in that game heading into the second half of the season.
What has been the key for Kirk Cousins to become the quarterback he's become here this season for you?
There's been a lot of keys, really. I think offensive line, number one, has done a great job in protection. I think we've only given up 25, 26 sacks somewhere in there. A lot of those are questionable. I think their ability to protect. I think staying balanced the second half of the season has been good. We haven't run the ball overly effectively with yards per carry or what have you, but I think the threat of the run and our ability to hand the ball off and get positive yards has been good. And then people around them have done a great job, I think, after the catch, getting open. But Kirk really studying the game plan, improving every week, getting the ball to the right people, reading coverage, picking up blitzes with the protections. He's been phenomenal in all aspects of the game, really, these last 7 or 8 weeks.
Jay, guys like Goldson and Knighton, who you brought in the offseason as free agents, what have they meant to your guys in terms of the development of the team on the field and in the locker room?
They meant a lot. They're both very strong leadership. They have great leadership qualities, and they've been great in that regard. Deshaun was voted captain right away, right after the preseason game. That's how much of an impact he had right away just from the OTAs and the training camp. He was voted captain. Obviously, Knighton's been great. Ricky Jean-Francois has been excellent. Hatcher's continued to be a great leader. Trent Williams has been outstanding. We've got some veteran guys on this team that have really done a great job as far as leadership's concerned of showing the young guys how to work and prepare and making sure they do the right thing.
Jay, what's been the difference, if you boiled it down, between last year and this year, the ride you guys have been on this season?
Well, I think resiliency, number one, our ability to overcome some adversity. And, the Tampa Bay game showed it a lot. The game at home against Philadelphia, we were down. We had a great drive at the end to come back and get a victory. Guys continue to work hard and play hard and fight through a lot of the negative press that goes on around here and everywhere that's been involved with this football team for the last couple of years. They just overcame it and come together and been a resilient group, and they play with great energy and great effort for 16 games. And we haven't won every game, but you can see it on tape that the guys play hard and they've stayed together.
What does DeSean Jackson's presence in that deep threat do to the offense as a whole?
He's a huge addition to our football team. Obviously, when he wasn't in for the first 7 or 8 weeks, it had an impact. We missed Jordan Reed for two of those games also, the Atlanta and the New York Jet game, both losses. And those two guys are difference makers in the passing game, obviously. And they help in the running game, quite frankly, because they make people play coverage and they open up lanes in the running game. So both those guys are very gifted at what they do. DeSean, with his great speed, takes the top off the defense and is a threat anytime. And then Jordan Reed working the underneath cuts, the linebacker safeties and man-to-man and ability to read zones has been a great target for us. So both those guys have been very, obviously, very beneficial. They're great players.
What do you make of a Green Bay Packers team where the defense is doing a good job and the offense is struggling?
Yeah, it's not what you think when you think of the Green Bay Packers, really. But Green Bay's always had a good, sound defense. They play well. They rush the passer. They have the big bodies in the middle. They can stop the run. And, they're secondary. They're a hodgepodge of a lot of good players. They have safeties turn corner, corners turn safeties. I don't know what they're doing half the time with Rollins. And, those guys are lined up a little bit everywhere. And they do a great job of disguising their intent with their coverages. So they've been good. But offensively, statistically, they might not be where they've been. But I know there's an unbelievable quarterback at the helm. And there's a threat there at all times to hurt you bad. So we got to make sure we are sound in what we do in our preparation. And we got to be consistent in getting pressure, because that's been the key to slowing their offense down, is getting pressure on the quarterback.
Jay, with regards to a guy like Goldson, what is it about his personality that lets him reach a guy like D. Hall, but also reach a guy like Dunbar, two guys in completely different stages of their career?
Yeah, well, D. Hall is a leader in himself. He doesn't really need D. Gold to help him. D. D'Angelo's been great also, you know, since I got here. He's been a great leader. He's voted captain the first year I got here, had the injury. But D. Gold is, you know, when you're a veteran guy and you've been through the ringer like he's been through, he's been in a lot of different organizations, had success, been to Pro Bowls. It's very easy for him to reach a guy like Dunbar, a rookie, and showing him ropes as long as he's, you know, willing to learn and willing to get better. So, you know, he's just a great influence on all these young guys and veteran guys, like you said. He's got a great personality. He's, despite what the Pro Bowl credentials that he has, he puts in the work, and that rubs off on everybody.
Do you got to lean on Goldson even a little bit more now, just from the playoff atmosphere you're about to enter? That's going to be new for a lot of your guys?
Yeah, you know, you rely on those guys. You know, a couple of our guys were here in 2012 when they lost to Seattle. So they've been through it a little bit. But you do rely on the veteran guys, you know. But really, I think it's just about going about our business the way we've been going about it. And, you know, really getting a great week of preparation in, making sure they're ready as far as physically having a full tank of gas on Sunday afternoon and just playing their best and playing their hardest. You know, I told them the other day it's the playoffs, but really you shouldn't have to play harder. We should have been playing hard. You know, we've had a lot of must-win situations in our seasons already. You know, as far as we had to beat the Giants at home, we had to beat Chicago on the road. You know, we had to beat Philadelphia on the road. I mean, those were must-win situations. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So we're kind of used to the situation of, you know, giving it all you got or else you're done mentality, and that's kind of what we're in right now, obviously.
How much stock do you put into how a team plays in December for preparing for the playoffs and that momentum, so to speak, entering the postseason?
Well, I think it's important, you know, in a positive way. I think you can use it to your advantage, obviously. But you still got to go out and perform on Sunday in the playoffs. And there's a lot of variables that will take place in the course of the game, and how you overcome them is going to be the key. But, you know, I love the fact that we have some momentum going. And it was important for us to keep that momentum at Dallas, even though the game didn't mean anything. I think offensively we did that. Defensively we got four or five sacks, and they played well, despite not playing everybody. So we feel good about where we're at as far as confidence standpoint, but I don't think it's I don't think it's going to be the difference in winning or losing the game. You still got to go out there and perform, protect the football, and get after the ball.
Hey Jay, how do you think things have gone working with Scott McLuhan this season? What do you think he's brought to the organization since he's came on board?
Well, he's a football guy and knows personnel and has done a great job working with us. We've worked very well together. We see the game the same way. We believe in a physical football team. We believe in guys that love football and our football players, obviously. And those guys are hard to find, but I think he's done a great job of pinpointing the guys that we want and to bring in this organization. And you know, look at the veteran guys we brought in to help this football team, not just from a talent standpoint, but from a personality standpoint, from a leadership standpoint. And those guys have been very beneficial to us, and in the draft we had this year and last year before he got here have been very good. So we got a good influx of new players, young players, and then the good veteran core leadership guys that can bring the young guys along. But he's been great. We work well together.
How's Will Blackman done for you to, you know, fill the spot you had with the injuries in the secondary?
Well, he's been great. You know, it's something we didn't expect to have happen. We felt really good about our secondary coming into the season. You know, with Chris Culver and Breland and D. Hall, and you know, we had a couple other guys that got hurt. Duke and Nacho got hurt, but we had a bunch of injuries, and they all hit the secondary all at once. And we had to bring a guy in here, a veteran guy who knew the game, has been around, and he could learn it in a short amount of time and play on Sunday, and he did that. And he's been a big help. He's played corner. He's played nickel. He's a veteran guy. He tackles well. He's forced a couple turnovers. He's got two interceptions, forced a fumble last week. He knows how to play the game, and he's a veteran presence and another good veteran leader that works very hard and does what he's supposed to do.
Now, I'm sure you've been asked this like a half a billion times in your life now, but how much of your arena background were you able to translate into the NFL?
X's and O's wise, none. As far as, you know, preparing and leading men and trying to motivate guys and situational football studying, it translates a little bit. I think, you know, you got to be a teacher of different types of personalities, and you got to motivate all sorts of these guys. You know, something motivates DeSean Jackson doesn't motivate Pierre Garçon, so you got to try to figure out ways to push your right buttons, and that doesn't change whatever league you're coaching in. You got to try to get to your players and get the best out of your players on a daily basis, and make sure you're doing the best you can to make sure they improve and be the best that they can be. And that carries over whatever league you're coaching.